Welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable podcast, featuring Ted Ings and his distinguished guests. Each week, you'll gain valuable insights to level up your game in retail automotive's fixed operations. This episode is brought to you by BG Products, partners beyond products. And now, here's Ted Ings.
Welcome back to the Fixed Ops Roundtable. Robert Manuel is with us. He's with Qual Review. Qual Review is no stranger to the Fixed Ops Roundtable. First time having Robert on the show. Robert, welcome to the Fixed Ops Roundtable.
Hey, Ted, thank you so much for having me. It really is a privilege. And realistically, I also want to thank you for what you're doing for fixed operations. When I was at the dealership, man, fixed ops was always like sales was king, right? It was pretty. Fixed operations was like the one that was kind of in the background, even though it got a lot done at the dealership. With most of its profit, it helped the dealership run. So I really appreciate platforms like this really highlighting the true value that fixed operations brings to the dealer. So thank you for that.
No one knows better than you. Fixed ops does not get a lot of love, especially the parts department.
Yeah.
Which you worked retail. You've had an amazing career in retail in the dealership. Robert, give us a little bit of your background there, because I think that's important for the audience to know where we're coming from.
Absolutely. So when I was 14 years old, I went to a technical high school here in Baltimore, Mergenthaler Vocational Technical High School, with the highlight being automotive technology. That's what I wanted to learn. And so they had a work study program where I would work at the dealership in the parts department as the inventory management specialist. I would do that first and then finish the rest of my day in school. So when I graduated on Sunday, I started full time at the dealership on Monday in every aspect of the parts department. So stock, doing retail, wholesale parts, working with the technicians, then actually running our parts department for both the General Motors side and the Honda side.
And probably no more important topic for dealerships than the phones. And Robert, parts gets a lot of calls. And you know how frustrating it could be when someone picks up the phone and says, "Hello, parts, please hold." You know, and that happens a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. More than management would like in particular. And all it does is frustrate the customers and ruins the experience.
So I want to talk to you today about some of the challenges facing dealerships, in particular fixed ops. What trends do you see? And, you know, considering we're in a very dynamic time in the automotive industry right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So what we're seeing right now is the emergence of EV. So we think that, okay, that might just have unique challenges for the sales team. But the fact is, when it comes to fixed operations, they really do have two problems. One, they have to make sure they have technicians that are adequately prepared to be able to work on those vehicles. But even from a presentation perspective, they have to make sure that they're able to get these cars prepped and ready to go to be sold. And so just being able to have that type of format in the background and answering calls regarding needed service for those vehicles. Customers will, with all this technology, we still find that five customers will visit a dealership's website, look up information on a particular car, but they still choose to call only two of those dealers, right? So fixed operations is getting these phone calls where, hey, I have this hybrid, I have this EV vehicle, I need to be able to do this. I don't understand the service schedule. You have to explain it to me. And having the right phone handlers on the right seat of the bus to be able to answer those questions uniformly, we're seeing that with challenges. We're seeing service departments, parts departments dealing with these challenges across the country.
Robert, I agree so much. There's no more important topic than the phones at the Fixed Ops Roundtable. We've heard it and seen it loud and clear the last couple of years. I know there are overlooked opportunities that dealers encounter with call monitoring and AI-driven insights. Give us your perspective on that, coming from retail and with all the time you spent at Qual Review as well.
So interestingly, I thought I was the man on the phone until I started working at Qual Review and actually heard myself speak. And I saw that there was much to be desired. But one of the challenges we found as a result of that is just the sheer volume. So dealers will put call monitoring solutions in place because they're savvy enough and understand I can't get to every single phone call. I need a safety net. I need to be able to capture those opportunities. But then that's where it stops, right? So then their function, the way that they and the way that they inspect the caller's journey becomes reactive and not proactive. So they have these call monitoring solutions, but they underutilize them. They only focus on getting alerts, right? They only focus on missed opportunities, but not looking at those insights to see, okay, what's actually driving what I'm seeing? Is it people or is it process? Because it's one of the two, right? So being able to actually take the information that they have to make solid business decisions, just taking a little bit of time, that's the biggest challenge that they're facing right now, in particular when it comes to the phones. Because the same service writer that writes up the car in the lane he's answering the phone too. So it's very difficult to take time to be reflective, right? And then proactively look to see, okay, where am I struggling? What is the caller's journey like coming into my store, and then making changes from there?
You know, many years ago, 20 years ago, there was a lot of resistance to dealerships having a BDC. Why should we have somebody answer the phone? And that has now kind of become commonplace. But we saw the same thing in service, you know, in the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years, service and parts. You know, why should we have somebody, you know, handling a fixed op service BDC as an example? Yet it's really now obvious that it's commonplace. In the F&I office, you wouldn't dream of having somebody who's meeting with customers, closing out deals. You wouldn't dream of them having to answer the phone calls coming in, you know, on the status of their deal.
It just doesn't make sense, right? You let the individual sit on their seat of the bus. That's the good to great principle, right? And to do what they do best. The same thing with the phones. You need to have phone handlers that have that skill to be able to delight the customer.
AllReview's CEO, Ben Choder, was on the show recently. Very refreshing to hear him talking about AI. I want to ask you about AI. Robert, how is AI contributing to the advantages experienced by dealerships, particularly in fixed operations? What do you see?
So interestingly, what we're seeing is that when utilized properly, it is humanizing the experience. So that is because what it does is it's able to give you insights that allow you to create a personal experience for the customer. So now dealers are able to see, okay, not only is the call coming in and the end of call result, I can see what the customer's journey was like. What's their sentiment? Is it because they were on hold for over a minute? They're irritated and they're upset. Like, I can see that, right? I can see that when they're going through multiple layers of an auto attendant or an IVR, their frustration. We can see these kind of things. I can see specific keywords that are mentioned so that I know what my customers are talking about. And in particular, one of the things we've done at AllReview is have a heavy focus on a service or a fixed ops product that allows us to see, okay, what is it specifically that my customers are talking about? Now, we all know oil changes is probably number one, but what's number two? Is it fluid exchanges? Is it brake flushes? Is it transmission services? Is it tires? What is it so that I know, okay, I need to be adequately staffed or stocked for these parts, right? And on a fixed operation side, I need to have teams, whether it be a quick service team, skilled technicians, whatever the case might be, I'm adequately staffed to be able to support the end user. So AI is uncovering all of these rich insights, which even 4 or 5 years ago, we've never had. And that's been a really heavy focus for us here at AllReview. We want dealers to be able to understand, really understand what customers are looking for when they're reaching out to the dealer.
So Robert, just to go back to what you just said, AllReview, your tool, your platform is able to give the dealership insights into what the customer is saying. For example, the sentiment, okay, on the call, and a lot of insights that we've never been able to have before to really give them a great perspective on their own business.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things we've done in our platform that focuses on fixed ops, we have a section called Top 10 Services Offered or Mentioned. So the customer's like, hey, these are the top one out of a plethora of different options. These are the ones that the customers are responding to, are asking about, are questioning the most. This is my client base. These are my customers. These are the ones that I should be looking out to take care of.
That sounds like great tools that every dealership needs. I got to ask you, having worked in dealership a long time, there are a lot of things that happen in the course of a business day, you know, Monday through Friday or Saturday or whatever the work week is. A lot of obstacles that come up, a lot of fires to be put out. How do you tackle some of those obstacles on the dealership side that you see happen every day, you know, that might hinder the implementation of a new technology or slow it down, as I might say?
Yeah, so there's really two things that we educate on when someone partners with us at AllReview. We educate them really on two things. One, to slow down the approach of adopting the technology, which sounds counterintuitive. Like, no, we want these early adopters really quickly. But again, to your point, the dealership is quite literally like a box of chocolates. Every day, you never know what you're going to get, right? So you have to make sure that you are prepared and that you just take one thing at a time. So, hey, we've implemented this new technology. Let's make sure that we have our alert set up correctly. And we found that with this phased approach with our partners, not only are they getting greater success, they're getting much greater adoption, especially from maybe like associate employees who feel that this tool is just a means to big brother me, or is a means to show what I'm doing wrong, as opposed to a means to help them not only improve, but ultimately delight the customer. So that phased approach is step one. The second piece to that too is dealerships understanding that AI software, the greatest commodity that you have is your people. Right. So just like we take time to ensure that we're healthy, that we eat, we work out, we do all these things, we provide for our families, invest in your people. Make sure that you train them, provide them with tools and even your own time and effort that's going to train them. So it won't be a question about adopting the technology. They'll do it. They'll do it willingly and happily. And ultimately, again, the goal is to delight the customer so that when you stack the deck with reasons for them to want to do. So slow phased approach with the technology, pieces like cookie it step by step, and then ongoing training. The training never stops. The most precious commodity the dealer has is the people, taking the time out to invest in them, in particular in fixed operations. It's wide, it's open, and it's really where customers can have the most difficult time because nobody wants to spend thousands of dollars on repairing their vehicle, but they have to. So making sure that you have your teams ready to tackle those conversations with customers, right? And focus on how they're handling the phones.
We've had a number of panels in the last few years with CallReview and CallReview dealers that have been on the Fix Ops Roundtable. And I want to come back to that team buy-in, okay, and utilization, because I've thought it's amazing that you've got a lot of buy-in on the dealership side. And that really speaks to your effectiveness out in the field, okay, and working with dealers, having, you know, for example, you yourself, your deep experience in dealership, you know, you've walked in those shoes and you know what the dealership folks are experiencing on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Chip said it, our founder, Chip King, quite literally, like the CallReview story. So Chip was local here in Baltimore, right? I know the deal. I used to do inventories at the dealership he started CallReview at, right? And he would always say that CallReview is for dealers by a dealer. Like, that's not hyperbole. We really are for dealers, 100% automotive by dealers, individuals in the space, in the industry that speak the language. And we get it because we felt the pain too. We felt it. We probably felt it first. And that's why we're able to really help our customers, really help our partners adopt it with the right mindset. The goal is not to be big brother, delight your customer. Take care of your people, make money, right? Make sure that the caller's journey is something that everyone can be happy and proud of.
We're talking today to Robert Manuel. He is with CallReview, great friend of the Fixed Ops Roundtable and community. I got to ask you, Robert, looking out on the horizon, what changes do you anticipate in the role of AI? Because, you know, everyone's talking about it to one extent or another, or not talking about it, okay, within the automotive industry. And, you know, where do you see this going? What are the prospects you envision for dealers to sustain positive growth and transformation? What do you see?
So what we're going to see in particular is more predictive analytics. How does that resonate? That means that with AI, fixed ops directors, parts managers, body shop managers, whatever, we're going to be able to see to actually build unique customer profiles to be able to tailor personalized experiences for every single customer. There's no doubt that AI is going in that direction. The question we all have to ask ourselves is, one, are we going to embrace it? And then number two, if we are going to embrace it, how are we going to stand out as different so that when customers choose to do business with us, though the AI is a part of customizing the experience, it's ultimately us that humanizes it. But we see that for sure coming down the pipeline. And at CallReview, we're uniquely designed to support dealers in that transition, because it really is one that's very different than what we've seen even in the last decade. So being able to work with that approach, again, a phased approach and supporting those new efforts, it's something that's coming down the pipe regardless of whether we want it to or not, you know, because I know everyone feels differently about AI, but just making sure that we're prepared so that the customers don't suffer. That's really going to be the goal.
If our dealers or retail managers want to reach out to Robert Manuel, fellow retail professional for many years. You could see Robert's email is scrolling on the screen. Easy to reach. Also, he's on social media as well. We're connected on LinkedIn. And let the folks at CallReview at NDA know that you saw Robert here on the Fix Ops Roundtable. And Robert, welcome to the Fix Ops Roundtable. I'd like to invite you back. We have a lot of panels at this event and at future events on retail. And I know you've got tremendous expertise. So I'd like to tap into that in the near future, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to be a part. As I mentioned, I love what you're doing for fixed operations, right? We're keeping the lights on in these real retailers. So I'm happy to be able to support this effort because this is something that's truly business.
Everybody, reach out to callreview.com. Robert Manuel is Partner Success Manager. Robert, on behalf of the Fix Ops Roundtable, thank you so much for today.
Absolutely, man. You have a great day. Appreciate you again.
Robert Manuel, everybody, from CallReview here today at the Fix Ops Roundtable.